watch TV, listen to the radio, go to a ball game, or even a movie, advertisements are everywhere. But consumers are finding new ways to escape. According to a recent report by a market research firm, consumer resistance to marketing has reached an all-time high. Welcome to the brave new world of TV, where the age of TiVo has put consumers in control. Karen Michelle reports.
Ever since television came into American homes, there's been a war of sorts between viewers trying to avoid commercials and advertisers selling those Swiffer picker-uppers. New technology makes it easier than ever for viewers to win.
We fast forward past all of the commercials. We never watch any. You can watch a 1 hour show in 40 minutes.
That's true, and it's got advertisers and programmers worried. Using TiVo, that's the most popular brand of TV hard drive device, Liz Fisher can avoid the very stuff that pays for the programs she enjoys.
You press the TiVo button and it gives you the now playing list. And then you pick something off it, like The Daily Show, which we tape every night. And when it comes to a commercial, you press the fast forward button until the commercial's over. And then when you press play again, TiVo jumps back 5 seconds, so it understands that your reflexes aren't good enough to actually get you back to the program exactly when you'd like to.
Industry folks estimate
So it
that digital video recorders will be in 20% of American homes by 2007. Now there are at least 1.5 million of the things in people's homes. TiVo's president, Marty Yudkovitz, used to work for NBC. He's well aware of the consequences.
The bad news is for the networks, because they could lose some of the advertising pie to other media if they don't keep up. There's one thing that's clear to me. It's that in 50 years of this television advertising business existing, there hasn't been any innovation to it. And I think that that's what's got to change.
It already is. Not so long ago, and it's still the case in some shows, when a character wanted a snack, they grabbed a prop bag of no-brand chips and that so alluringly labeled can of beer. Now, when a character on Friends wants a beer, hey, it's a Heineken. Sort of like Jim Carrey's character in the 1998 movie The Truman Show, where everything he did since birth was broadcast, and every product he used, an ad.
Why don't you let me fix you some of this new Mo cocoa drink? All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua, no artificial sweeteners.
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
I've tasted other cocos. This is the best.
What the hell does this have to do with anything?
We're not heading toward the Truman Show, where the entire program is paid for by product placement and it seems very artificial. But it is a shading in that direction.
Josh Bernoff is the author of Will Ad Skipping Kill TV?
So you see things like a program about home improvement where Sears is the main sponsor, everyone's using Craftsman tools, and it's not a secret to anybody that that support is going on.
And it seems to work in attracting consumers, or at least work better than the same old, same old.
Even putting aside digital video recorders, television commercials that seem the same as everything else don't have an influence. Television commercials that have a startling image in them, that have a celebrity in them, that have talking poop in them, people say, "What was that?"
I think there's going to be less and less room for crappy advertising.
Chuck Porter is a principal in Miami, Florida-based Crispin Porter & Boguski. Last year, the agency won 9 of the 10 top advertising awards, including the Grand Prix for best TV spot in the world. For an IKEA ad that featured a discarded lamp left on the curb, the new lamp beside the owner's bed, and a twist, a signature of CP&B's style.
Many of you feel bad for this lamp. That is because you're crazy. It has no feelings, and the new one is much better.
Chuck Porter figures you can't just stick a logo or name brand in front of the viewer and expect them to buy.
One of our clients is Burger King. If I could do TV spots that would allow people to lick the screen and taste the new Burger King Angus burger, I'd do it.
These adverts which you're seeing here are actually point of purchase tools. So as you're going around shopping...
Tom Bowenwright stands in front of a large TV screen showing ads for liquor and beauty aids that tumble out at the viewer. It's a 3D effect, well, more like sitting in the front row of an IMAX screen. Think action and nausea.
You can enjoy watching the news in 2D and then see some of your adverts in 3D. And we're looking to use this, the advertisers, as being the earliest adopters of programming in 3D to really drive adoption for this product. Just as the advertisers doing the programming in color drove the adoption of color TV.
Tom Bowenwright admits that 3D in itself is kind of retro, but hey, retro is often the future. And this time you don't have to wear those cardboard glasses. Other would-be pioneers are working on ads with sound that seems to burrow inside your head, even subliminal ads designed to grab you no matter what you're trying to avoid being grabbed by. And there are numbers of agencies and analysts, and even the president of TiVo, who believe the future of TV advertising is in what's called enhanced advertising. Interested in something you see on TV? Point your remote in its direction and you'll get a mini-movie extolling its virtues. Not that Crispin Porter and Boguski's Chuck Porter believes that'll work.
The idea that someone's going to click on a can of beer or a cheeseburger in a TV show to learn more about it, I mean, I think it's just bull. I can't imagine that it would ever happen. And I've been hearing this for a while, that won't it be magic when, you know, when this Corvette drives up to the house in this TV show, you can click on the Corvette. I've never believed that anyone in the world is ever going to do that.
Porter doesn't think TV ads will go away, not soon, not even within the decade. There's likely to be more branding than name your product sporting event or sitcom. A product could even hire writers to construct a story around, say, Rogaine, about a guy who's losing his hair and the consequences of his agita. It's probably happening already. Think Sex and the City in those Jimmy Choo's shoes. What is definitely happening is that if there's a chance to work the name and the package of a specific product into a show, what was formerly product placement is now the more intrusive product integration, as in the show Survivor, where Doritos and Target find their way to the most unlikely places. John Zamosky, the president of Anime Marketing in Manhattan, believes that's the future of the TV commercial.
Product integration is where the product itself looks and belongs in the role that it is in the programming. It's not just sitting on a shelf. It has to enhance the experience as opposed to stop you cold from watching the experience.
Some analysts fear being pitched for products throughout an evening of slouching on the couch may become too much for viewers, and integration will lead to consumer out-migration. A just-released study on ad skipping showed that nearly three-fourths of respondents will be spending more on web ads. Burger King already does it. They're not waiting till you can lick the TV screen. Now you can go to subservientchicken.com and type in commands, say, do push-ups or scratch your belly. That's entertainment, and that may do more for the BK broiler than any number of 30-second spots. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michelle in New York.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.